Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, let's begin with that orange weather warning that's just been issued by Met Air, and it covers five counties: Clare, Cork, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. Liz Coleman is Deputy Head of Forecasting with Met Air and is with us. Good morning, Liz.
Morning, Claire.
So we knew about the status yellow warning, which was in place for the whole country. That starts at 8 o'clock tonight. But for those particular five counties that I've listed there, what can they expect?
Yeah, so we're going to have rain moving up over the country tonight, and that's going to clash with the very cold air which sunk over the country last night. So people would have woken up this morning and noticed that frost on their cars. So when we have warm rain hitting cold air, we see the rain transitioning into sleet and to snow. So the yellow warning is in effect from a line basically from Galway across to Wicklow, and that coming into effect from 9 o'clock tonight. So we can expect snow in those areas, but it's really the orange level counties where we expect the intensity of the snow over a short time period. So coming into effect after midnight, we could expect probably about 5 centimetres of snow. We know in Ireland snow is quite impactful for people. And it's also, the snow is going to be falling at rush hour traffic tomorrow morning in this area. So people need to be aware and be prepared for the fact that they may have to travel in snow conditions. And also we want people to maybe consider if they need to take the journey at all.
Now, do you feel that you have a clear picture of this at this stage, or are you expecting that the warnings might be updated as we go along?
There might be some updates through the day. Snow is notoriously hard to forecast in Ireland, but this is a significant signal that we're getting over the southern half of the country at the moment. There is a chance that it could move slightly further north, so there is a possibility that maybe parts of South Mayo, also parts of Dublin, might come into the yellow snow warning. So people need to stay in contact with the forecast through the day for those updates.
Okay,
so
Sorry to cut across you there, but just going back to the orange warning, I mentioned there it's all of Munster, but not Kerry.
Yeah, no, not Kerry. It's more to do with kind of towards the Midlands. And that's where the belt of rain or the band of rain is pivoting around that area. And that's where we'll get the intensity of the snowfall.
Okay, and I think people will be looking on at the weather this week in amazement, because it's only about a week ago, is it, that people were wandering around in their shorts and their T-shirts? You know, it was so mild. Mm. And now we've transitioned into this very, very cold period. How is that explained?
So it's basically got to do with wave motion that's happening in the atmosphere. So we had milder air coming up from the south, but then we had a cold plunge coming down from the Arctic, which is what we're experiencing at the moment. And it's going to change again then for the weekend. So we've got low pressure. We're moving back to weather coming in off the Atlantic. So we'll have low pressure moving up the western part of the country. And it's going to be very wet and windy over the weekend. We're going to have some warnings coming out once we get through this snow event.
Yes, because we had heard at the start of the week predictions of storm conditions over the weekend. Are you still watching for that?
Absolutely, we are keeping an eye on that. We had to deal with the amount of weather that we're having in the current 2 days before we look ahead towards the weekend. But just to give people the heads up, there is going to be quite a change in the weather for the weekend, wet and windy conditions, and there will be further warnings associated with that coming from Met Air.
Liz, thank you very much for taking us through it all. Liz Coleman there from Met Air. And if there is any updates to the weather advisories over the morning, of course, we'll bring them to you as soon as we see them.